Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Rabbi David Levenkruz discusses Parshat Vayechi. Rabbi David Levenkruz is a senior faculty member at Pardes and serves as the Pardes Director of Special Projects. And now, Rabbi David Levenkruz.
Amalach agav eloti mikol ra yevarech et ha-ne'arim v'karei v'hem shemim.
With these words, Jacob begins to bless his grandchildren, Ephraim and Menashe, in this week's parsha. And as we speak about Jacob blessing his grandchildren and the ramifications of this bracha, I'm sure that we'll be thinking of the many children, grandchildren, brothers, fathers who are fighting at the moment in Gaza. And I hope that the words that we share today will be a merit for them and that they will all return home safely and blessed. It's a famous question. Exactly why it is that many parents bless their sons on Friday night to be like Ephraim and Menashe. It makes more sense the girls' blessing should be like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. These were great religious figures, great women who changed the way that we think and that we look at the world. And it makes complete sense that we should be blessing according to them. But why Ephraim and Menashe? Who are they that we should bless all our children to all our sons, to be like them? And in fact, many, many different interpretations are given, all of which fall into two sets of categories. One is that they were people who maintained their religion in Egypt, even though they were in a surroundings which was not necessarily conducive to Torah and mitzvot. Nevertheless, they maintained their religion, and when they could very easily have given in to Egyptian culture and society, they could have reached the height. Their father was prime minister of Egypt. They could have reached the height of Egyptian society. And nevertheless, they chose not to barter away their Jewishness, but instead to maintain their identity in a foreign land. This is a very, very beautiful argument. And we can certainly see diaspora Jews writing their way backwards into the story of Ephraim and Menashe. Another one that is given, which is seen even more, is that they're the first two brothers not to fight. We have Cain and Abel, we have Isaac and Ishmael, we have Jacob and Esau, we have Joseph and his brothers fighting. Ephraim and Menashe, even though the one was favored over the other, Ephraim and Menashe are the first brothers in the Bible not to fight with each other, and therefore they are the ones who we get the chance to bless our children with on Friday night. I would like to take this last idea, expand upon it a little bit, and suggest a new reason why Ephraim and Menashe are who we bless with on Friday night. I will tell you that these ideas are not my own, but come from a class which I had last year with my students at Pardes. And in order to try and find out why we bless children to be Ephraim and Menashe, let's look at the birth of Ephraim and Menashe, Bereishit 41, Psukim 50 to 52. We read that Joseph became father of two sons, whom Osnat, the daughter of Potipharah, bore to him. And it says, Vayikra Yosef et Shem HaBechor Menashe. Joseph called the firstborn son Menashe, Kinishani Elohim et kol amalai vet kol beit avi, because God caused me to forget completely my hardship in my parental home. The word for forget, nashani, is similar to the root for Menashe. And the second one, vetchema sheni kara Ephraim, ki hifrinu Elohim be'eretz oniyi. And the second one he called Ephraim, because God has made me fertile in the land of my affliction. On the face of this, if you look at the birth of these children and the names that Joseph gave to them, it seems almost the opposite of the theories that we've presented. Rather than remembering the traditions, rather than keeping the traditions, we read about forgetting
my parental home. Rather than speaking about Jewish unity, instead we have trying to blot out Jewish unity. And rather than the importance of remembering Eretz Israel or the importance of remembering Judaism, instead we have a very powerful statement: God has made me fertile in the land of my affliction. I feel at home here. I've made a lot of money here, and I am happy here. So on the face of it, if you look at the birth of these two children, it seems to go against the theories that are presented that has got to do with unity and anti-assimilation. So I think two things are going on over here. One is that Ephraim and Manasseh in their lives represented unity and remembering of Yiddishkeit. Despite their names, they represented unity and remembering Yiddishkeit. But it's precisely this despite that I believe is the source of why we bless children to be like Ephraim and Manasseh on Friday nights. What Joseph is saying when he mentions and the reasons for Ephraim and Manasseh's names is he's saying the cycle can be broken. It doesn't have to continue this way. I do not have to drown in the memory of what my brothers did to me. Yes, it was bad. Yes, it was terrible. Yes, it was awful, but I'm able to forget it. Sometimes in life, in order to move forward, we have to forget. What we're forgetting is important and real, but if we want to have lives that are meaningful, we have to be able to forget. And the other thing is we have to learn to accept where we are and make the most of it. And that is what Joseph does in naming his children. He chooses to forget aspects of his past which will weigh him down and destroy him if he remembers them. And he chooses to accept where he is and build up and do the best with the circumstances that he has. Joseph is saying the cycle can be broken. I'm not controlled by my past. I'm able to look towards the future. And in their own lives, Ephraim and Manasseh do that. Despite having names that represent remaining in Egypt, they choose to remain together with the Jewish people. Despite having names that speak about forgetting, they choose to remember who they are. Despite being born into a situation where they had every reason to either lord it over the other brothers, to feel self-righteous, despite their very grandfather, Jacob, putting them in a situation where they could very well have fought with each other, instead, what do? They choose unity. They choose to be together. And so I would like to suggest that there are in fact three reasons why we bless children to be like Ephraim and Manasseh on a Friday night, why we bless sons to be like Ephraim and Manasseh on Friday night. One, because they represent maintaining of Jewish identity, even when it may not be easy to do so. Two, because they are the first two brothers who are unified. And three, because their names and their lives are living symbols and examples of the past not having to control us, but that we can build our own futures and not be weighed down by what we have been given. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Levenkurs. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send an email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.